All right, so you've sent over a whole bunch of articles about this DAO thing.
Yeah.
Decentralized Autonomous Organizations, right?
That's it.
And you want to know how they can impact your business decisions. So it's a pretty hot topic.
Oh, definitely.
We've got articles here that break down DAOs in simple terms, give some real-world examples, and even talk about how they fit into this Web3 world everyone keeps bringing up.
Yeah, it's fascinating how DAOs are already being used in so many ways.
I know, right?
From cryptocurrency to governing virtual worlds.
Yeah.
The variety of applications is pretty incredible.
It really is. And the potential.
Seems limitless.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get down to business for a business decision maker like you.
Okay.
What is a DAO? It sounds kind of like Star Warsy.
Well, imagine a company, but there's no CEO calling the shots.
Okay.
Instead, it's run by its members,
Interesting.
all of them collectively,
Okay.
and the glue that holds it all together is blockchain technology. And these things called smart contracts.
Blockchain, smart contracts, those are
Yeah.
buzzwords I've heard before.
Right.
But can you explain it to me like I'm five?
Okay, think of blockchain as a digital record-keeping system where every single transaction
Yeah.
is verified
Okay.
and secured by a network of computers.
Like a ledger.
It's like a super secure, transparent ledger that everyone can see.
Got it.
Now, smart contracts,
Yeah.
those are like little pieces of code
Okay.
that automatically execute agreements on the blockchain.
So they take out the middleman.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they automate processes,
Yeah.
which can be a huge advantage for businesses.
So if I'm picturing this right, it's like a digital democracy where everyone has a say and everything is out in the open.
You got it.
No more shady backroom deals, huh?
Nope. Members use tokens to vote on decisions.
Right.
And every single transaction is recorded on that blockchain,
Okay.
like a public ledger.
I'm starting to see why people are so excited about this. This
Yeah.
could be a game changer for businesses.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the most appealing aspects for business leaders like you is the potential to, well, increase
Okay.
revenue, reduce costs,
Right.
manage risk more effectively, and even boost overall effectiveness.
Okay, let's break that down.
Okay.
How can DAOs help a business make more money?
Well, think about it this way. DAOs can really streamline operations
Okay.
by automating tasks and cutting out unnecessary intermediaries. That means faster decision-making, reduced overhead, and potentially lower costs.
So more efficient processes
Yeah.
equals more money in the bank.
Right.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
But how does that translate into actually increasing revenue?
DAOs can tap into a global talent pool and attract investment from anywhere in the world.
Oh, wow.
It's a completely borderless model.
So you're saying imagine having access to the best minds and resources,
Exactly.
regardless of location.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That kind of reach can open up new markets and opportunities that traditional businesses might miss.
It's like having a global workforce at your fingertips, all working together.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful.
It is. And because DAOs are built on transparency,
Yeah.
it can be easier to build trust with customers and partners.
Right.
When every decision is recorded on an immutable ledger,
Yeah.
it fosters a sense of accountability and reliability.
Makes sense.
This can be a huge differentiator in today's market,
Definitely.
where trust is paramount.
Okay, so we've covered increased revenue. What about reducing costs?
Well, we touched on that a bit already, but DAOs can significantly reduce costs by automating processes with smart contracts, eliminating the need for intermediaries,
Yeah.
streamlining operations.
Think about all the time and money wasted on paperwork, bureaucracy, and middlemen.
It's a lot.
Like,
DAOs can cut through all of that.
okay, that makes sense. Less waste equals lower costs.
Right.
Now let's talk about managing risk. How do DAOs fit into that equation?
Well, the transparent nature of DAOs is a huge asset when it comes to risk management.
Okay.
With every decision and transaction recorded on the blockchain,
Yeah.
you have an unprecedented level of auditability and accountability.
You're saying it's like having a built-in audit trail.
Exactly, and it's always accessible.
So it's less about relying on individuals to make the right decisions and more about having a system in place that minimizes the potential for error or fraud.
Exactly. And
Okay.
because DAOs are inherently decentralized,
Yeah.
they can be more resilient to external shocks or
It's
disruptions.
like having a diversified portfolio of decision makers.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
So there's less risk of any one individual having too much influence.
Right.
All right, so we've covered increased revenue,
Yeah.
reduced costs, managed risk.
Yeah.
What about increasing effectiveness?
Sure.
How can DAOs help businesses operate more effectively?
Well, DAOs can foster a level of collaboration and engagement that's hard to achieve in traditional organizations.
Okay.
When you give people a real stake in the decision-making process,
yeah,
it can unleash a wave of creativity and innovation.
It's like tapping into the collective wisdom of the crowd,
uh-huh,
rather than relying on a small group of executives to make all the calls.
Precisely.
Got it.
And because DAOs can operate 24/7.
Oh, right.
They're not limited by time zones or traditional work schedules.
That makes sense.
This allows for a more agile and responsive decision-making process,
yeah,
which can be crucial in today's fast-paced business environment.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, DAOs can help businesses make more money,
uh-huh,
spend less money,
yes,
manage risks better,
right,
and become more effective overall.
It's true.
That's a pretty compelling argument.
Yeah.
But it all sounds a bit theoretical. Do you have any real-world examples of DAOs actually doing these things?
Of course.
Okay, good. Let's dive into some specific examples of DAOs in action.
Sounds good.
One that stands out is MakerDAO. It's a decentralized lending platform where you can borrow and lend cryptocurrencies.
Okay, so it's like cutting out the banks entirely.
Yeah.
And letting the community decide how the lending process works.
Exactly.
That's a pretty radical concept.
It is, and it's a great example of how DAOs can disrupt traditional financial systems.
I see.
MakerDAO lets users borrow and lend DAI, which is a stablecoin pegged to the US dollar,
okay,
providing a level of stability that's often lacking in the volatile world of crypto.
Another one I've heard a lot about is Uniswap.
Oh, yeah.
It's a decentralized exchange where you can trade cryptocurrencies without a middleman.
Right.
What's the DAO's role in that?
Uniswap is a fascinating example of how DAOs can facilitate peer-to-peer transactions.
Okay.
It's essentially a marketplace where anyone can buy and sell crypto.
Okay.
And the DAO governs the whole platform.
I see.
The community decides on things like fees, token listings, and overall governance.
It sounds like these DAOs are already making waves in the world of finance and cryptocurrency.
They are.
Are there any examples outside of that realm?
Absolutely. We have Decentraland DAO,
right,
which governs a virtual reality platform.
Interesting.
Users can vote on land development, events,
wow,
community guidelines, and even the creation of new features within the virtual world.
Okay, so we've seen how DAOs can impact lending,
yeah,
trading,
uh-huh,
and even virtual reality.
It's true.
What about other industries?
Right.
Where do you see this technology going in the future?
The possibilities are really quite exciting.
Yeah.
One article we have here paints a picture of a future where DAOs are as common as traditional companies.
Okay.
Driving innovation across various sectors.
That's a big claim.
It is.
Go on.
Imagine DAOs managing investment funds, overseeing creative projects, even running charitable organizations.
It's like reimagining the very fabric of how businesses and organizations operate.
Exactly. And this aligns perfectly with some of the broader trends we're seeing in the world.
Like what?
Decentralization.
Yeah.
Transparency, and a growing desire for community-driven decision-making.
So let's bring it back to you and your business.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
From the basic definition of a DAO,
right,
to real-world examples,
yeah,
and future possibilities.
Yeah.
What are some key takeaways you can apply to your own decision-making?
The most important thing is to understand that DAOs aren't a one-size-fits-all solution.
Okay.
It's not about jumping on the bandwagon just because it's a hot trend.
I see.
It's about carefully considering whether this model aligns with your business goals and values.
It sounds like it's more about asking the right questions than finding the right answers.
Exactly.
Like what kinds of questions?
What are your pain points?
Okay.
Where do you see opportunities for improvement?
Mm.
How could a more decentralized and transparent approach benefit your organization?
So if you're looking to streamline operations.
Yes.
Reduce costs, manage risk more effectively,
uh-huh,
or tap into a global pool of talent.
Right.
DAOs might be worth exploring.
They could be.
But it's crucial to do your research.
Yes.
Understand the challenges.
Definitely.
And carefully consider the implications for your specific business.
And remember, this is still a relatively new and evolving space.
That's true.
The technology is constantly improving,
uh-huh,
and new use cases are emerging all the time.
Yeah.
This deep dive is just the beginning.
Okay.
It's a starting point for you to explore how this technology could potentially transform your business.
It's like we've given you a map and a compass.
Yeah.
But the journey is yours to take.
Precisely. And that's what makes this so exciting.
I agree.
DAOs represent a fundamental shift in how we think about organizing and running businesses.
Yeah.
It's a new paradigm.
It is.
And it's one that's worth exploring.
Okay.
Even if you're not entirely sure where it might lead.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into DAOs,
yeah,
we want to leave you with a final thought to ponder.
Okay.
We've talked about the potential of this technology.
Right.
But what are the limitations?
Hmm.
What are the risks?
Remember, DAOs aren't a silver bullet. No. They face challenges, just like any other organizational model. We've touched on some of them. Security vulnerabilities,
mm-hmm.
the complexity of governance,
yeah.
and the evolving regulatory landscape.
And let's not forget the human element.
Oh, that's important.
DAOs are ultimately made up of people.
Yeah.
And people are complex.
They are.
Managing a decentralized organization with potentially thousands of members from all over the world comes with its own set of unique challenges.
It's about finding the right balance between the decentralized, automated nature of DAOs and the need for human oversight, intuition, and good old-fashioned common sense.
We've only scratched the surface here.
That's for sure.
There's so much more to discover about DAOs.
Definitely.
And we encourage you to keep digging.
Yeah.
Keep asking questions.
Uh-huh.
And keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah. It really is like the Wild West out there. Exciting.
Yeah.
Uncharted territory.
But you've got to be prepared for the journey.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Between innovation and caution.
Okay.
We need to embrace the incredible potential of DAOs
uh-huh.
while being realistic about the hurdles they face.
So to wrap things up, what's the one question you'd leave our listener with after this deep dive?
What possibilities do you see for DAOs in your industry?
Oh, that's good.
This isn't just about tech companies
right.
or crypto enthusiasts.
Yeah.
DAOs have the potential to disrupt almost every sector.
That's something to really chew on.
It is.
We've given you the basics, mm-hmm. the benefits, the yeah. challenges,
right.
and a glimpse into the future.
That's right.
Now it's your turn to connect the dots.
Don't just think about what DAOs are today. Imagine what they could become.
I like that.
How could this technology reshape your industry
yeah.
5, 10, 20 years down the line?
Maybe DAOs are the key to unlocking a more equitable, transparent, an efficient way of doing business.
Or maybe they fizzle out.
That's true.
Or maybe they evolve into something we can't even fathom right now.
That's the beauty of it, right?
It is.
The future is unwritten.
But with knowledge
yeah.
and a bit of imagination, you can be a part of shaping it.
I agree.
And that's what this deep dive is all about.